What a pleasure it is. First of all, Dean Kamen is standing in front of us, and we're going to have you on tomorrow, but we're going to talk in just a little bit, Dean. Good to see you. Dean and I go back to what year would that have been in Orlando? 1996, that my first year coming back to do WJR, we broadcast from Orlando at your first national championships because of J.T. Battenberg III and others who believed in you and believed in first that you started way back when. And wow, has it grown. But we'll talk about that. There's another guy who's doing pretty well here sitting next to me. Bill Ford is his name, and it's always a pleasure to see you, Bill.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I am doing extremely well. You are doing your keynote, or did you do your keynote? I'm totally confused here. And books have just – oh, this is from Dean. Okay.
I do it this afternoon. All right. Sandy Barua is going to interview me on stage, and hopefully it'll be some fun.
I'm sure it will be fun. I'm sure it will, and you've been here for years. We appreciate your involvement, very visible involvement for a long time here. And I just wanted to see – I know there was some news. There is news, so I have to ask you about the news that Ford is opening your portfolio of patented technologies to competitors to accelerate the industry-wide electrified vehicle development. Tell me about that. That's breaking news.
Well, it's actually kind of cool. And also, we announced that we're bringing 200 electric jobs into Ford that were currently outsourced. So we're bringing it in-house. But the reason we're opening this up is we really need, as a country, to hasten the adoption of electric vehicles. And, you know, put it this way, in 2008, there were 12 electrified offerings on the road. Today, there are 40, and we're still only at 4% of the industry. And so if we're going to hit these really, really difficult fuel economy goals that we've got coming up in the future, we've got to move on electrification. So we just said, hey, look, we're going to open up all our patents. Anybody who'd like to license one, have at it, because you know, it's good for the entire industry and ultimately good for the country.
I read in the story by Alyssa Priddle in the Free Press that Ford owns more than 25,000 patents in the U.S.
We do. I mean, you know, in today's day and age, intellectual property is more important than ever. And so we have a lot of patents in a lot of different areas, but particularly in this one. And so, you know, if we can help through our intellectual horsepower drive the adoption of electric vehicles, then we've got to do it.
Bill Ford is going to be taking the center stage here in just a little bit this afternoon, highlighting how Ford Motor Company is looking to the future. You'll be sharing some of your insight from Ford's experiences in transforming your business in the global market, and transform it you certainly have from a period of time where people were saying, well, they're not going to make it, to now leading and thriving. It's rather incredible. What a story.
Well, we're also going to be talking about the future and how this industry is going to change dramatically, not in the next 30 years, but in the next 5 years. We've got autonomous driving coming. We've got connected vehicles coming. We have car sharing coming. And so we're going to talk about how a traditional OEM like Ford can not only navigate through all of that, but ultimately end up leading. And finally, I'm just going to talk about our culture at Ford, because I believe it got us through the toughest times, and I think it will separate us from other companies as we go forward.
I think you're absolutely right. And here's something you won't talk about, so I will. Congratulations on the special award being presented to you by Steven Spielberg.
That's fun, yeah.
That is a very special high honor for being, if I recall, the sole sponsor of Schindler's List.
Well, you know, it's a kind of a humanitarian award, and to be recognized by him is pretty neat.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much,
Paul.
You
can't keep these things secret around me, pal. Nice to see you.
Thank
Best
you
Lisa. Bill
you.
Ford here.